Bienvenidos, and welcome to all of our bilingual listeners to the Lloyd and Leroy Show.
Welcome.
We're happy to have you back.
It's been a minute.
It's been, indeed it has. It's been 2 weeks.
It's been
a fortnight.
A fortnight. Yeah,
which is not the same as the game. It's spelled differently, and it means something totally different.
Have you ever played that game?
I've not.
I've not either, but I know a lot of people that do.
I do too. But you know what? Most of them who play Fortnite do not know what a true Fortnite is.
Well, speak to us, O prophet of God.
A fortnight is 2 weeks, 14 nights.
I did not know that.
It is. It's an old English, maybe Middle English type term.
I'm going to write that down, that I learned something today, a fortnight. And I'm going to include it in my next message I'm preaching. I'm going to say fortnight.
But there's no diphthong in fortnight.
You have to go back.
Fortnight is not a diphthong. You do have to go back to the diphthong episode. We should rename that episode because I don't remember which one it was.
I don't remember which one it was. We may want to put, just in parentheses, the diphthong, diphthong episode.
Yes.
Because we have a lot of people to talk to us about that episode.
Do we?
We have a lot of followers now.
We do. We are at as of this recording.
As of this recording.
920 downloads. Yes. I lost the noun there for a second.
The noun?
920. I was going to say viewers, followers. No, yeah, no,
we
no.
We don't know what it is.
Downloads.
But anyways, we, thank you for joining us again.
Indeed. Happy to have all of our listeners.
All three of them.
Yes.
Because I think there's one more beyond you and I.
Yes.
See, right. here's what's so funny, bro, is I go back and listen to these and I laugh. My wife's like getting on to me like, why are you laughing? I said, I'm listening to our podcast. And I crack up.
Me too. I was listening to it on the plane coming back from Illinois. Shout out to Joliet Life Church. Thanks for having me up at the youth rally this past Friday night. I guess we told them when we were recording.
Because I'll be there when this comes out. I'll be in Joliet.
But shout out to Joliet. I was on the plane and I was listening to it just to hear the audio quality and all that. And I was laughing out loud, especially at your—
LOL? Is that what LOL means?
It doesn't mean lots of love. I was laughing at your British accent for door holder number three. I'm going to go a major part, Mum.
I've got a major part. I just love that video.
That's the greatest.
It's all over the place. It's on Instagram. It's on TikTok. Do you have a TikTok channel?
You know what?
Brother LJ.
I have a TikTok login, but I don't think I have a channel. Oh. I've never done anything on TikTok.
I have a TikTok channel.
Do you?
Yeah, but I don't dance.
I don't... I've never done anything
you
on TikTok.
You don't want to see that.
You know what? If the Apostle Paul were here.
Would he be on TikTok?
Yes, he would.
Oop.
I believe
oop,
he would.
We're going deep. We're going somewhere.
Here comes the organ. I believe he would use every means available to share the gospel. And he would use TikTok for good, much like we use Facebook.
Yeah, Instagram.
Or Instagram, or MySpace, or everyone's connected.
MySpace. Everyone's apostolic.
That was weird because it's not true.
Not everybody on there was.
We want there to be.
Yes.
But not everybody is yet apostolic. But I do. I believe he would use every available means without crossing any lines, morally or biblically, which I guess that'd be Old Testament, for him to share the gospel.
I would agree with you. And so, what an hour for us to share the gospel with all the tools that we have.
We have a lot of
tools. I mean, right now.
We are sharing the gospel.
We are sharing.
What is the gospel?
We're not real sure if this is called sharing the gospel. He's bouncing up and down, folks, in his chair.
I'm flailing. I'm officially flailing. The gospel is that Jesus died, he was buried,
and he rose from the grave. The burial, and the resurrection.
That is correct.
We went somewhere in less than 4 minutes.
I'm impressed. Clearly, we
so now we could talk nonsense the rest of this.
Nonsense all the day. We could talk nonsense for another fortnight.
So what's been going on? What have you been doing?
Had the Joliet rally.
Yeah.
And this coming weekend, I'm scheduled to go to Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
All right.
For a youth rally and then some leadership type training and then services on Sunday.
Good.
Where you're, I will share the gospel.
You're pretty old to be doing youth rallies.
I am.
Do
way
they know
too old.
How old you are?
So I think here's what happens. Hey, can you come? No. All right. Can you come? No. All right. Can you come? No. All right.
Number seven.
Come? No. All right. Let's see.
Oh, I got a story for that.
Who can come to this rally who won't turn us down because he's desperate because he's too old? LJ.
LJ.
That's how it happens. I'm a pinch hitter preacher. I know that's how it happens.
Last year, my wife and I were doing a marriage conference in Texas. I won't say
Does marriage matter?
It does. It does matter. And that's another thing, because my wife and I have a Marriage Matters podcast.
There it is.
I see what you did there.
Uh-huh. You see what
shameless
you did there.
Self-promotion.
Yes.
But anyways, the pastor gets up to announce us as we're getting ready to speak. And he says, you know, I reached out to 2, 3, 4 different people. They couldn't come. I'm so glad the sergeants are able to be here. So I know he's going to be listening to this. I'm not going to call your name, Chad. But I got up and I said, you know what? It is saying, he said, okay, I'm all messed up because my daughter just texted me.
You got this.
My daughter just texted me. I'm sorry. And I'm looking at this text because my family is important.
Yes.
More important than the show.
Yes.
So I got that out of the way. It's out of my brain.
There you go.
He announced us. I reached out to 3 or 4 different people.
Right.
So glad the sergeants were available.
Right, right.
So I said, I'm so glad to be your fourth choice here tonight.
Yes.
The church loved it. And I wore that out that weekend. I gave him such a bad time. It was awesome. But
I got invited recently to do a certain retreat recently, and I couldn't do it because
you got
of the
invited
schedule.
Recently to do a retreat recently?
Well, yes. So that
so
was,
you had 2 recent retreats?
That was redundant.
Yes, it was.
And repetitive. But it was coming up very soon, and I couldn't do it because of the schedule, but I told somebody, I said, I know what happened. Their original speaker had to call and say, and without knowing what happened, I know what happened. Called and said, man, I'm sorry, I can't make it.
Yeah.
And so, but you know what? I'm okay with being a pinch
hitter. I'm
preacher.
Okay with it.
I like pinch hitting.
That's right.
Absolutely.
All right. Look at some of the greats of baseball.
Yes.
I mean, they made their career off
Mike
of
Bielecki.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't a pinch hitter. Never mind.
Who?
He was a pitcher for the Atlanta Braves years ago.
Oh, the Atlanta Braves.
Here's what's crazy to me. Why does one person play for 12 teams in the course of their career? That's amazing to
you
me.
You know why?
Money?
It's mulacha.
Ooh, you're bilingual.
I am.
What language was that, by the way?
It was Eastern Arabic. Eastern Arabic. I don't know.
I don't think there is such a language.
Yeah, but there might be. There might be.
So what about you? What have you been doing?
Oh, it's been busy as well. My wife and I did a marriage retreat, the first of the season. We're called them seasons now.
It pretty much is.
We've got 11 marriage conferences this year.
Oh, wow.
And so we did our first one. Yep. We're focused on the family, Dobson. Thank you for that. And I hope. Is he still alive?
I think so.
Okay. You know what I heard?
Shout out to James Dobson.
This summer is the
subject and predicate.
Yeah, the 1,000 episode of Adventures in Odyssey.
What?
And they're selling tickets. You can be a part of the cat or the show
in Colorado Springs.
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
I want to go. We raised our kids on Adventures in Odyssey.
Let's go together and record a podcast live
right there from Adventures in Odyssey.
Exactly.
Maybe we can get Eugene Melsner to come help us.
I'll be. Am I Whit or Eugene?
You would probably be Eugene.
Somebody told me the other day, I said, you remind me of that guy on Adventures in Odyssey.
You're Eugene.
How?
Yeah.
You've never seen that guy on Adventures in Odyssey.
Yeah, it's all, but they're recording it. And I was talking to someone recently, and they said, man, we're going. We're going to go because our kids grew up on Adventures in Odyssey. They listen to them every night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're great. I love them.
When is it? Do you know?
I do not know, but I will find out for you.
Use the Google?
Yeah, we'll use the Google and we'll find out. But anyways, I was talking about something before I jumped into that.
No, we were talking about nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm trying to leave something.
Our schedule, so anyways, yeah. And then this week we're doing Renew, which is the District of Missouri's.
And it's amazing, I'm told. I've never been to Renew.
It's in Branson. So
I'm told it's kind of the gold standard.
I'm going to go find a banjo and maybe play a couple tunes.
I wish you
single-handedly.
Would.
Speaking of single-handedly, you're going to love this story. So my wife and I, Sunday, this past week, of the time of this recording,
yes,
were getting ready to go head to the church, and so we were checking out of the hotel. So I went down to get a cart to load our stuff. And when I stepped out, there's this young little boy with his dad. They're walking, and I hear the boy say, Dad, let's go down the stairs again. They've been running up and down. I'd heard them all morning.
Oh yeah.
The night before, they were all playing hockey in the hallway. I had to call down. I felt bad, but it was 10 o'clock at night. I had to call down and say, could you...
You're a front desk caller?
Could you stop the future Wayne Gretzky's from playing hockey outside our door?
But if they stop, they won't be Wayne Gretzky. Well, they're not practicing enough.
Yeah, I know, but you can't practice at 10 o'clock.
All right, you could be Sidney Crosby.
I don't even know who that is.
He's a superstar for the Pittsburgh Penguins, I believe. Yes, I almost said the Pirates, but that's a different...
That's a different league.
They don't use ice in their sports.
So anyways, let me get back to my story.
Yes.
So now my phone's ringing.
I'm like a hijacker.
So
everybody out of the cockpit.
So I'm walking, and behind that young boy and his father is a young girl and her dad, and she's...
Wait, his father is a young girl?
No, there was it behind them.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Follow the conversation, LJ.
I missed the preposition.
Yes, I'm sorry. But I hate working with an English major. He knows everything. Anyways.
Oh, my heart. I'm hurting.
So this is taking forever to tell this story, but it's funny. It's worth it. I promise.
You're getting the mileage out of 20 minutes.
So this little girl is climbing up on her dad's back. He's going to carry her. And I hear her, as I pass, I hear her say, he doesn't have a hand. And her dad's like, what? He goes, he doesn't have a hand. And he's like, what are you... He must not have seen it, but right. She did. He goes, what are you talking about? That man does not have a hand.
That man.
And so I'm that...
There man, goes that man.
There goes that man. But yeah, it's been a season of pretty intense travel. A few weeks ago, I got stuck in the Dallas airport for 2 days.
Okay, there are worse airports, though.
Not DFW is horrible.
Is it?
Yeah, I'd rather go to Love Field. I was in DFW.
All right.
I had preached in the Dallas area, changed my ticket to preach on a Sunday night. A friend of mine asked me if I'd stay over, so we changed it. It got bumped back to where I couldn't make it if... Anyway, so I had to cancel that flight. They booked me on another one later that evening. That got canceled. Well, by this time, it was like... It's a long story on that. I was stuck on a plane for like 3 hours and de-icing and trying to get hydraulic fluid. It was hysterical.
Wow. Okay.
So about 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm finally off this plane.
Oh my.
Well, by this time, I can't find a hotel because they rebooked me on a flight for 2 o'clock the next afternoon. Mm-hmm. So I had all this time.
Right.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning. I got 12 hours. 12 hours.
Yeah, you did great.
Thank you. Math was never my strong suit. I can't count that high with one hand. So anyways, I get on this plane. They get us off the plane. They rebook us for the next afternoon. I can't get a hotel. It was the playoff game of the Packers and the Cowboys. So it was a few weeks ago.
Sorry, Cowboys fans.
Shut up.
That was a hurtful one.
That's enough.
Although, let's go back for a second.
I'm so broken.
They came back.
Yeah, but
I stopped watching
late.
That
too late.
Way early, too late. And then I found out there.
I was in the airport. Only one
by
what? Going
five,
on.
Maybe.
Yeah, there was people very disappointed in the Dallas airport.
Sure.
So, long story short, about 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm sitting in the terminal, and I'm like, okay, something's got to happen. And the app wouldn't work. I called in. It was a 7.5 hour wait on the phone. It was just nuts. Okay, so the app finally bumps me to where it shows me that I can book a flight.
Okay.
So I go on and I book a flight for 8 something in the morning, thinking, okay, I can get out of here finally. Right. Ice everywhere. In Dallas.
Wow.
And I booked it for Tuesday instead of Monday.
Oh my.
Because I was so tired, LJ. I was weary.
You were weary and well doing?
So now the flight I had.
Right.
No longer had access to it.
Right.
So that flight never got out, the one I was supposed to be on. The flight I booked. So I jumped on again on another airline, had some points, used it, tried to get out, 7 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock. They still were not ready to go. Goodness. Jet bridge got frozen. The plane was there. The jet bridge couldn't reach it.
Oh, my.
So finally, I just called a friend and said, I'm stuck. I haven't slept in 36 hours. I'm in the same suit I preached in twice that day. Mm. Can I get Can I? Yeah.
But that was, yeah. That was
ripe. I bet. So I'm like, I need sleep, and I'll get a flight out, and I got a flight out the next morning on a different airline at a different airport.
Oh my goodness.
And I made it home.
I'm glad you're home. That's a terrible
story. Crazy. I've had some crazy things happen, and not even going into the half of it. I could have told a lot more, but I'm saving our listeners from, I don't want them to feel.
Were you solo or were you?
I was.
With the Duana?
No, the Duana was not with me.
Good for her.
It was a leadership weekend. And, okay. And I did some leadership and preached at a church and another church. So she didn't make it. But anyways, that was travel from Hades.
Not Haiti, but Hades.
You ever had a bad flight experience like that? This was probably one of my worst.
Yeah. We had an experience. Well, it wasn't as bad as that. I don't want to try to one-up.
Please, one-up on me.
Okay. We're flying into L.A. Well, it wasn't terribly bad, but we're flying into L.A., and it was one of those we got shot down rather than landed type landings.
It doesn't surprise me in Los Angeles. Yes, I live there.
It was more shot down than touchdown.
Yeah.
And so as soon as the wheels crashed on the pavement, on the runway, man, the tarmac? Only...
Runway
in that case.
Yeah.
The only oxygen mask in the entire plane that fell from the top was mine. And I could not resist. It fell. It's dangling in front of me. And I was like...
I've always wanted to do this.
I must touch it. And so I'm reaching my hand and I hear,
please don't touch that oxygen mask. Please don't touch that oxygen mask.
Oh, man.
And everybody looks at me and I was like, okay. Pull my hand back down. I've always wanted to see what they look like. Not enough to actually generate an incident where I would necessitate one. But speaking of, did you hear about the door that flew off the Boeing 737?
Yes.
Yeah. Thankfully, I didn't hear about that until I landed in Chicago. Someone said, yeah, did you hear about the door that flew off? No, because I always sit in the exit row.
So we were on a trip with our family one time. My son's sitting in front of me, and this man puts his luggage up. We're getting ready to take off, puts his luggage up. Well, unbeknownst to us, he put his ice cream up there and forgot it.
Oh, no.
Okay. And so we are like flying, taking off. Right. Everything's fine. We land. The guy goes to get his luggage.
No.
And that ice cream falls out on my son's head.
Oh, no.
And I'm looking and I'm thinking, that poor guy just had ice cream on. And then I realize, oh, that's my son.
Right.
And the guy says, oh, so sorry. It happens. And my son says, no, it doesn't.
No, no.
Nobody forgets their ice cream baggage area on a plane.
First off, you don't forget your ice cream because you eat it. It's so good.
Hello.
Who's like, I think I'll set this up here for an hour and 20 minutes and I'll just finish it off.
I'm done with ice cream.
I don't think so. So we were on a plane one time, the lovely, and I getting ready to take off, and we were just still sitting on the tarmac. And for some reason, apparently, they can't run the air conditioning whenever you're just sitting there on the tarmac. I don't know. For whatever reason, anyways, it's sweltering. And we hear...
What kind of word is tarmac?
I don't know. It's...
We'll have to go to the Google.
We'll go to the Google. It's sweltering. It's miserable. We're still sitting in one place. And we hear...
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain speaking. We're sorry about the delay there. We're going to get this plane off the ground here just as soon as we get this mechanical issue worked out.
That was tremendous.
Thank you. So we're still sitting there like, all right, whatever. And then a few minutes later, they explain to us the mechanical issue.
Like, ladies and gentlemen, come speak again. We figured out what's going on here. The electrons are flowing backwards. So we're going to get the mechanics to work on that.
Flowing backwards?
We had two guys in front of us who are just sauced. They are 10 sheets to the wind. They can't even spell their own name. They're so drunk. And they start just laughing hysterical. The electrons are flowing backwards.
The electrons.
All of a sudden, we went from a plane to science class. And in my mind, I'm thinking, the electrons are flowing backwards. Number one, how do you know that? And two, how do they do that? I am so intrigued. But these guys in front of us were all the entertainment we needed until we were able to lift off.
I love it. There's so many fun things that happen in life, but that's, I don't know why, we just went.
Half of them happen on an airplane, which this is the third episode we have talked airplanes, so apparently that's just part of our life
now. That's part of our life. We're traveling a lot.
It's not that glamorous. Remember when you were a kid and you were like, I used to love to fly.
It's not that much.
And now you're like,
I have to sit next to.
Next to whom?
Tony Tundra. Tony Tundra. And where I'm squished up against the aisle. Sure. I'm just going to. I'm going to say something to somebody.
Right.
No, I won't. Anyways.
We tried.
I think
we got there somewhere early.
Early. We went early on this one.
All right.
Thanks for tuning in. All right. Catch us on the next one. Make sure to share, subscribe, rate, review, like.
And follow.